Shabbat Shalom. There's a joke going around about this coming new year, that we are entering into 2022, as if we are beginning 2020 again. Just like 2020, COVID rates have exploded, and our city is once again overwhelmed with new cases. And we are overwhelmed, exhausted, from the constant onslaught of stress. When will this be behind us? How many times can we be overwhelmed with worry? And yet, this isn't 2020. We know so much more about how to better protect ourselves and our communities. Yet social distancing, quarantining, and spending time isolating takes a toll psychologically and emotionally, and many of us are feeling deflated as we face the possibility of closures and more isolations. At this precarious time, Jewish teachings can help us get in touch with our sense of resiliency. Jewish history and Jewish beliefs compel us to not become shrouded in despair, rather to persevere. This is an ancient value of Judaism. Shmuel Hanagid, the 10th century poet who fled for his life from his hometown under persecution, wrote these words. At times of distress, strengthen your heart, even if you stand at death's door. The lamp has light until the moment it is extinguished. Wounded lions still know how to roar. We need to hold up a torch of hope as well, just as our ancestors did. It's the Jewish way to never give up and not give in to despair. Joseph was thrown into the pit and sold into slavery, and if that wasn't enough, he was later thrown into jail. Yet he was a dreamer and didn't lose sight of better times ahead. He ended up rising to become the Pharaoh's vizier, the second in command. In this week's Torah portion, fortunes reverse once again. We read, a new Pharaoh arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and he said to his people, look, the Israelite people are much too numerous for us. Let us deal shrewdly with them so that they may not increase. Otherwise, in the event of war, they may join our enemies and fight against us. So they set taskmasters over them to oppress them with forced labor, and they built garrison cities for the Pharaoh. And so starts one of the darkest times for our people, as we entered into 400 years of slavery. But it was during this time that our greatest leader, Moses, emerged. At the beginning of the book of Exodus, baby Moses is pulled out of the Nile by Pharaoh's daughter and raised in the palace. Moses' name is related to the word mashah, to be drawn out, as he is drawn out of the river. But Moses would also draw out the Israelites from slavery and into the beginnings of a new people. Moses didn't live through an easy time. The Israelites didn't live through an easy time. They all wanted to give up at various points. And that's the thing. There really is no easy time. No easy life. We all have struggles, large and small, public or hidden, that we go through throughout our lifetimes. No one gets through life without tremendous loss. Yet we have the capacity for reaching inward for strength, even when it feels like we won't have anything left, even when we want to give up. If we reach for it, we will find strength. For those of you who are struggling with illness or emotional distress, please let us know. Our caring community can serve as a source of strength, comfort, and support. We strengthen each other when we reach out to help. May this Shabbat bring us solace and hope. Shabbat Shalom.